Would you please pray with me? Dear Lord, please speak through me in what I'm about to say. Please calm my nerves. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share your story of grace and redemption through me. I pray that those here starting a journey with you would be reminded that you are a good father who brings all to completion that he starts. Amen. Hi, I'm Alexa. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from obsessive compulsive disorder and approval of man. I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 7, but I did not understand what it meant to abide with him daily, the true meaning of grace, or grasp his deep love for me. Growing up, I was considered a daddy's girl. I hung on to every word he said as if my life depended on it. I thought he hung the moon. At 7, my world shattered when I was told that my dad would be going away for a while. For the next 4 to 5 years, my dad was absent with the exceptions of a few visits, letters, and phone calls. Not fully understanding, I continued to believe my dad and that he was always right. My parents divorced while he was away, and when I was 12, my time was split between my parents. I continued to cling to the things my dad would say and do. I spent many weekends traveling to different women's houses that he referred to as his girlfriends and pretending that he hadn't been at a different woman's house the weekend before. My dad would often say things like, "Men are only after one thing, and that is sex," which would eventually shape the way I viewed men. I came to believe the only way to appeal to men was by being sexually attractive. I desired more than anything to be accepted and loved. I truly thought I would be accepted by participating with the crowd, even if I felt it was wrong deep inside, by participating in things such as gossiping, drinking, smoking weed, and having sex. I struggled with friendships and finding where I fit in. I never had a consistent group of friends that I knew I could 100% count on. As I began my nursing career, I started to experience anxiety and was diagnosed with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And I would have moments where the fear would paralyze me. I would get stuck on a thought and obsess about it. Unable to identify what was going on in my brain, I would suffer from intrusive thoughts in which I would worry that I was going to harm someone I loved or one of my patients. I began repeating my actions to cancel out my obsessive bad thoughts and try to change the potential bad outcome I feared could happen. I would do things such as taking hour-long showers to keep myself clean, checking medications for my patients 6 times to make sure I wasn't going to overdose them, flipping light switches on and off multiple times in my house to make sure my house wouldn't catch fire. These are just a few of the many compulsions I would perform. To escape from the compulsive chaos, I would find comfort in things like sex, masturbation, and shopping. I was enslaved to my fear, which at the root was a desire to never be abandoned or left alone, and to be accepted and fully loved for who I am. At my job, I met some nurses that attended Watermark. They invited me to the porch, Watermark's young adult ministry, and it was there that I heard about community for the first time, and I loved the idea and had a desire to be a part of something that would spur me on. I joined community, yet I was still struggling with sexual sin, partying, validation from men, and unknowingly relying on these things as a means of anxiety relief and comfort. My community group consistently pointed me to Scripture, reminded me of who God says he is and who he says I am, and admonished me in the most loving ways, all while sticking by my side and walking through the tough stuff with me. I had never known friendships like this. In 2015, after prayer and heeding counsel, I chose to walk away from a dysfunctional relationship where I had been seeking my validation and significance. I showed up to Region the next Monday, an emotional crying mess. During my first time through the Region study, I still struggled with going back to old habits because I was not grasping that there was life beyond men, sex, and the bar scene. I had yet to realize that these things were just coping mechanisms of deeper issues, approval of man, and my lack of trust in God. During inventory, it was clear that I idolized what people thought of me because I feared being alone and did not want to be rejected. My anxiety and OCD told me that if anyone knew the thoughts that I had, I would be rejected or people would think I was crazy. At the peak of OCD's rule over me, I made a couple of mistakes at work that could have resulted in harming my patient. Thankfully, it didn't, but it was a cause of concern for my manager. After 2 years of being a nurse, I was asked to have a shadow nurse follow me for 1 month to make sure I was providing adequate and safe patient care. This was mortifying to me because I worried what others would think. I was under pressure not only from my anxiety, but the fear of losing my job. Knowing I could choose to be angry at God for allowing this, or I could trust him through it. I chose to trust him. Humbling myself before him, I dove into his word, surrounded myself with community, prayed, and worshiped constantly. I accepted the things I needed to change about myself and my relationship with the Lord with humility. But I still struggled with trusting God in everything, even through my fear and anxiety. One night at the porch during worship, 1 John 4:18 appeared on the screen, and it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment, the one who fears is not made perfect in love." It was so clear that God was communicating, I did not understand his unconditional and unending love for me. God continued to work on my heart through Region, but I knew there was still more work to be done, as always, and returned for a second year to lead a group of amazing women who commences next week. Through my last 2 years in Region, God continues to teach me how to rely on him for validation, loneliness, and comfort. Through God's strength and not my own, I have been able to walk away from a life filled with dependence on people and things of this world to a life full dependence on him and daily abiding in him. I have come to not only know but also believe that I am a sinner and I cannot save myself, but out of God's great love for me, he sent his perfect and only son to die for me on the cross to pay for my sin. Our perfect Father in heaven, who loves us so much, sent his perfect son for me. How awesome is that? He has taught me to desire him more than his creation. He taught me that he is the only thing that will ever satisfy me, and he is the ultimate healer, and with him, I am fully known and fully accepted and fully loved. Paul says in Romans 8:15, "The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." I used to believe that I was beyond God's reach, unable to change or be freed from the darkness and my sin that encapsulated me. But who am I to think that I am the one that is unchanging? God is unchanging, and he sent Jesus as a living example of what a life dedicated to glorifying the Lord looks like, and that requires a change of heart and a transformation of the mind. I once read that just as my assurance of salvation rests in the fact that God cannot change, my assurance of sanctification rests in the fact that I can. While I still struggle with lust, OCD, and finding my validation in things of this world, I have found the greatest, most powerful comfort in God, his word, and his people. Even though this battle with anxiety and OCD is hard, it has led me to be closer to Christ than I ever was before, because relying on him has been the only thing that has ever truly given me comfort. Everything that I fear has been defeated by what Jesus did on the cross for me. Every day is a struggle in dealing with my OCD, but I know God has a purpose and he is good, and I am learning to trust him through everything. I am finding freedom in Christ, even when that means responding obediently and trusting my feelings to catch up later. If there is one thing I can encourage you with today, it is to never stop and keep coming back, even if you are behind or going through some of the worst seasons in your life. God is working in our waiting and has you here for a reason. Trust him. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. My name is Alexa. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from approval of man and OCD. I give God all the glory for the mighty work that he has done in my life. Thank you.